This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. Last week, I talked about restoring your spiritual and or your emotional hurts. Sometimes we just need someone to help. And I use the analogy from my experience at physical therapy for recovering from my rotator cuff surgery to make the point that we can't expect to get better by simply doing nothing. I mean, we have to seek help. Stay in your comfort zone, but don't be lazy. Well, the question arises, how do you know who can help you? And here I'm talking about spiritually or emotionally. Well, first and foremost, seek someone who has wisdom and understanding. Wisdom is seen in those who walk with God and know how to apply His truths, the truths of Scripture, to life, real life. Now, that doesn't mean they're perfect or that they sit atop a mountain with their legs crossed thinking thoughts that none of us can understand or comprehend. It just means someone who is practical in being able to take the truths of God's Word and apply those truths to a real life situation. That's the kind of person you're looking for. In other words, they're qualified. Remember, Paul said in Galatians 6:1, when he was giving advice about helping those who had fallen into sin, he said, "You who are spiritual, help those." Those are the ones to restore those who have fallen. So if I have a spiritual problem, I want to go to someone who knows the ways of God and has demonstrated that wisdom over a period of time. In regard to my physical therapy, why would I go to someone who doesn't know anything about physical therapy? Or worse, someone who doesn't know anything about physical therapy but thinks they do. Now, that's really dangerous because you're talking about, hey, my tender shoulder. Well, think about your spirit. Is it any less important than the physical part of your body? No. So you can't find someone who's perfect, but they aren't confused. They aren't baffled. They aren't taken off by the problems of life. They've been there. They've applied wisdom. And that means, secondly, that they generally have their life together. That's the kind of person we're talking about or looking for here. And like I said, they aren't perfect, but they're able to help you. I like something that motivational speaker Tom Hopkins said. He said, "I never take advice from anyone more messed up than I am." That makes sense. I mean, why would I go to a physical therapist who can't help me because they themselves are in so much physical pain because of their own injury that they might really end up hurting me in the process? So think about someone that, while not perfect, they do have their life together. Thirdly, go to someone who is going to take time and focus on you and not someone else. Now, that doesn't mean you're the only person in their life or that you're hanging out with them all the time, but they have enough time to help you and guide you. It just means they're trying to help you and they're not focusing on everybody else. You know, you're trying to share your pain with them and they keep taking calls from other clients. That's not what you want. You want someone who's going to who has the time to focus on you or the commitment to focus on you. And they're giving your advice. They're focused on you, not themselves or other people. That is to say, does this person have time to give you the attention you need? And fourth, does this person have a compassionate heart? And this is really important. I would dread going to a physical therapy appointment with someone who didn't care anything about my shoulder. See, a part of compassion is listening. How can someone care who doesn't listen? And my physical therapist took a lot of time at the beginning to get information from me. For instance, my shoulder was in worse shape than the surgeon thought. The therapist needed to know that. It affected their approach, and they listened, so to speak, to my pain. You need someone who's going to listen to your emotional or spiritual pain. And that means you have to listen to your own pain as well to be motivated to do something. Remember last week, Lisa, the physical therapist, said, listen to your body. Well, you need to listen to your soul. You need to listen to your heart. Don't let it dominate you, but find help. And remember this, the best helper is called the helper, the comforter, the Parakletos, the Holy Spirit, Pray that the Holy Spirit will be your guide to lead you to the right person to help you in your time of need. And then go for it. Seek someone out. And remember this, you too can be a guide to someone else. Maybe not now, but someday. You can be that wise and understanding and compassionate person that others seek for advice. Maybe you're there. You need to be open to other people perhaps right now today. So remember, you can be a guide to someone. You can be that wise and understanding and compassionate person that others seek out for guidance. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 1:4, He comforts, he's talking about the Holy Spirit, He comforts us in all our affliction so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any kind of affliction through the comfort we ourselves receive from God. Today you might make a difference in someone's life. You go to someone and maybe you can find help from that special person that God will send you to. All right, well, you come back next week. Join me here next week, next Monday. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be.